the starting point must always be to love yourself as you are right now.
Yeah, it comes down to believe in oneself, to realize that my voice is very important. It's my right, if not my obligation to life, to make it heard in its authentic way and to take my space, because that's what nature is doing all the time.
Yeah.
I have to believe in me and trust that I have something to share.
Jag heter Josefin Turesson Kämpe. Och i den här podden får du följa med mig när jag letar rätt på visdomen som gömmer sig bland oss. Vad är meningen med livet? Vad är roten till våra samhällsproblem? Hur aktiverar vi vår fulla potential? Och hur blir vi lyckliga? Det här är Visdomsjakten. Och jag hoppas att den här podden ska ge dig inspiration till att leva ett medvetet liv. Växa som person och hitta din grej. Vi gör den här resan tillsammans för en visare värld. Hur är det att starta och driva en podcast om att jaga visdom egentligen? Den här gången får du lyssna till ett samtal mellan mig och min förändra världen-kollega Samuel Löf, som driver podden One Voice. Where the brilliance of visionary artistry intertwines with diverse wisdom traditions of the earth. Samuel kontaktade mig på Instagram och vi bestämde oss för att dela lite lärdomar med varandra om hur det är att starta och driva podd och att put yourself out there i världen med det man vill bidra med. Och det slutade med att det blev ett samtal som vi spelade in mellan oss. Vi pratade om hur Visdomsjakten och One Voice kom till, hur våra processer har sett ut med rädslor och blockeringar som vi har fått möta och ta oss igenom, om hur viktigt det är att ha en livsuppgift, balansgången mellan att prestera och vara nöjd med att bara vara, om vad vi har lärt oss kring självkänsla, tillit och mod, om att ta plats online, om marknadsföring och ordval. Vi pratar om insikter vi har fått från intervjuer, och Samuel har själv bott med urfolk i Amazonas, och i hans podd så intervjuar han gäster såsom Ayla Schafer, Felicia Falk och Bettina Maurigny om spiritualitet, kreativitet, meditation, musik, liv och död. Och länk till hans podd hittar du här i beskrivningen. Så anledningen till att vi vill spela in det här avsnittet är för att dela våra resor och förhoppningsvis ge dig lite inspiration och mod att våga utforska din röst och ta plats och hitta det du vill göra. Utan att det ska bli någon press på dig här nu.
Hello everyone, good afternoon. This is a podcast with One Voice and Visdomsjakten, the quest for wisdom.
Yeah.
With Josephine.
Yeah, the English title is still under construction, but something like my wisdom quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're sitting here at Hyper Island, your school, and has arranged a little studio. And we just made a little mistake with the recording, so we missed to press the recording button. So now it's the second recording. We felt that it was good to be transparent with that, because it shows that you don't need to be perfect. So
it also shows you that it's possible for two professional podcasters to forget, do all this preparation for 1 hour and then forget to press the recording button. Absolutely amazing. You just gotta embrace life and it's beautiful. But it was only like 15 minutes, so.
Hopefully you can be inspired that it's okay to make mistakes.
I think the whole purpose of life is to make mistakes. You fall and then you get up and you learn something and then you get better and better and better. But you're always gonna fall over and do clumsy things.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, do you have like a standard way to start your interviews? Because this is something that has been on my mind while doing the podcast.
I don't have, maybe I should. I would love to develop a framework for that. I don't have right now. No.
So do you plan it before the interview, or do you just do it spontaneously?
Spontaneously.
Okay. How does it often comes to you?
No, it depends on the person, but
okay.
It's usually asking a bit how they are doing in this moment, just landing and where they're at. So that's why I'm going to ask you, where are you at and where you at before? You want to give us some...
Yeah, so I realized I've been doing this for 3.5 years now. So it's quite a long time. But yeah, it started out when I was studying like psychology and film music, and I had a lot of free time because it was distance courses. And I remember I was sitting outside with my computer on the balcony and like contemplating or writing some questions. What do I want to do with my life? And I was looking at this lake and I was like, there's something with interviewing people and something with this personal development, like living your best life or growing into your full potential. And I was so thrilled by the idea that there's so much treasures out there that we don't know about. And like maybe old people that carry some tool or insight that could really help another person that's on their journey and struggling with something. And maybe they need to be reminded of something important, or they need to know a tool or something to start going on your path and be with your inner compass. So yeah, I started like writing down, like maybe doing interviews about personal development and wisdom or something. And also checking out the top religions and seeing what do they all have in common. Is it something that can point towards something like a truth or...
Amazing. So it's like trying to put it together, different aspects of wisdom or...
Yeah, and also seeing what is my interest, what am I good at, what am I curious about, but also don't become too hard on yourself. Like you can still learn this work or hantverk, how do you say that?
Craft.
But I also wrote down, like, I want to make documentaries. But then it felt so big, like, okay, maybe then I need to like pitch it to companies to get money to do it and blah, blah, blah. It was a stop. And then I thought like, oh, I'm not a podcast person, but maybe I should test this only audio, so it's a bit easier than doing also video. But now I've ended up filming interviews also. So yeah, that's how it started. And then I brought this list of names with interesting people I had met and like different religions and topics that I was interested in. So yeah, and then I started reaching out to people.
And now you've done it for 3 years. How many episodes is that?
I think it was 30 something. Maybe I should have checked.
Now it's 30.
I think it's around 30. So it's not super many really, because it's been, I think I've released like once a month or something, because I've had this full-time studies and I also had a long break now when I went on a retreat for maybe 8 months. So.
But still you've been keeping at it. So the statistic is that this 5 million podcasts out there, 95% of those podcasts never get beyond episode 3.
Oh, yeah.
They record like 2 episodes and then they
that's
stop.
True. Many stop there.
And 97% of those 5% never get beyond episode 20. Mm-hmm. So it's actually very extremely few podcasts that makes it above and beyond episode 20. A lot of people have the idea of starting a podcast and maybe you record a few episodes, but then you're like, ah, no one listens. Only my mom and my dog is listening. And it's like, But so it requires a dedication, and you've been dedicated since you've been keeping it up, not every month for 3 years.
I guess it's because it feels meaningful, and it gives me something also to have a project, something that's close to my heart to like see growing. And also it's like win-win, because I get to talk to so interesting people and funny people, and it's a good way of like getting to know other persons and hearing their stories. So I feel that I really get something out of it, because I also learn so much from these persons I meet.
Yeah.
And their tools they've used and insights. But it feels also meaningful to contribute with something that you've learned, that you're spreading it.
Yeah, it's like when you're a podcaster, you're a connector almost, like you're opening, making access information and connections that would not have been possible before between people. So it's a way of connecting people through the internet and technology, connecting the world.
Mm. And you started your podcast in December, right?
I released the first episode in December with Ayla Schaffer. But I started recording my episodes over a year ago when I went on this big, big visionary backpacking kind of trip.
It was a visionary trip.
All my trips are pretty visionary. Okay. This one, I was on this quest to develop my craft. Like, what's my craft? What's my thing to become really good at in life? Because I think I didn't have that. And I think, yeah, it's very human that we want to be good at something. We want to feel like I can show this. I'm really good at, like, I know how to do this. I think it's very important for our psyches and well-beings as we grow older to feel like we're competent at something. And I went on this journey to explore the voice, both in talking and in singing and in writing. This trip was a lot about the singing and the talking. So I interviewed a lot of the teachers, like music teachers, singing teachers in Ibiza. Bettina had this voice workshop in Barcelona. My friend Bastian, who's an entrepreneur, and in Israel, I interviewed a few Kabbalistic rabbi friends. They're amazing. And in India as well. So I recorded all these episodes and I wanted to get them out there 1 year ago in the spring. And I posted 3 episodes, but then I stopped. Like, something wasn't in total alignment. Like, it had to mature longer. And so now in December, it really was the time for this kind of baby to be birthed. And now it's got much more energy and potential. And I'm doing it with my friend Amanda, which is awesome. So,
But when you were on this trip and started to interview people, I remember you said that it's something with the music and voice frequency. And your podcast is also called One Voice. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the name, why it's called that?
I was going through different names, like Voices for Humanity, The One Voice, Voice of the One Voice. I wanted to do it with voice because it's so much of my mission is about the voice and the frequency of voice. So I was trying to incorporate that in the name. It was, I think, of Sama podcast or some other name. But this one was the first one, and then I went through this whole journey, as most of us do, to decide on the name, and I was so unclear about it. But I, in the end, I was like, as it usually is, you come back to the first the first thing you thought about. Yeah. And one voice, because it is different voices, but it's all ultimately kind of the same voice because it's coming from the same source or the same consciousness expressed through different vehicles, that is human bodies. And
nice.
So finally I decided, and it was so good because it's so stupid to let things like this block you from...
It can really become a blockage.
Yeah.
During the idea development. I also had like a long time when I thought about the name, but it felt like Visdomsjakten, as it's called in Swedish, like hunting or seeking wisdom. It felt like that's what I'm doing, and it also felt a bit playful, kind of.
It's an amazing name. It's just if you want to get it into English, you have to find a good translation.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll find the perfect one. Oh. Visdomsjakten is a very... The hunt for wisdom.
But I talked about that in my latest episode, that hunting something could also be like a sign of not so relaxed state you're coming from when you're like acquiring wisdom. But it's all depending on how you interpret the words.
But it's also interesting because hunting requires you have to be super, super, super relaxed.
Oh. That's true. That's an argument I could have said to that person.
I mean, I got a hunter's license, and it's like you have to be so present when you're doing, when you're like holding a rifle, and when you're in the forest, like you have to So it is tension, but it's a focus. Lot of presence and a super, super, super focus as well.
Oh, nice. Now I like my name more. Yeah. Cool. I had a really big brainstorming list.
Yeah.
But it's like you don't want to exclude people because of the words you use, or how should I say it? Like, because spirituality, people can have so much different associations to it.
Yeah.
And I felt that wisdom was like, there's some respect left for that word.
Yeah.
Or something. And it's something mystical about it. Maybe I can like reach out to people that not identify themselves as a spiritual person, because I didn't think that was necessary for people to listen to my podcast, that it could be different levels of developing yourself and being curious about life.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, when you were on this trip, can you talk something more about your vision or what you want to do with this?
So it was very clear to me, and still is, or I'm 26 now, and for many years I've been traveling the world, encountering all these different traditions of wisdom, working in different ways to go deeper inside of myself. And like, I spend time with indigenous people in the Amazon and in Peru, and with rabbis in Israel, and with music priests in India. And like, the message was very clear that now is your time to share, because you've been receiving so much, like you've been taking in so much. And I think there is a point in all of us, like we have to give, we have to share in order to be able to receive more and in order to grow. Like, if we're just keeping things to ourselves, especially when it comes to wisdom or insights, and it's like it stagnates and it becomes, it doesn't grow, age well. Like, the whole purpose of it is for us to be able to share it and to help other people on the path. So it was very clear to me that I want to record these conversations that I was having anyways and share it with the world. And so I started doing, and now continuing to doing with even more purpose and direction. Initially I was like, oh, it's just for friends and maybe family, and like, but now I'm like, no, I'm dedicating myself to this, and not focusing on getting people to listen, but more focusing on, I want to make myself seen, not hide away, but just putting myself out there and taking space, and like, I do what I can do, the rest I leave to life. Like, what I can do is that I can post in different groups that I'm releasing something. I can reach out to people, but then how many people ends up listening, that's out of my control.
Ah, that's so true.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But it being fueled by something, like, I don't care if no one listens, if I don't make any money, I don't care, because I'm enjoying these conversations so much. Like, they're so meaningful to me that I would do it anyway.
It's the same for me.
Maybe we can just, like, why are we meeting today?
Oh, do you know? Just kidding.
Because we want to share our journeys a little bit, and like how it is to put things out online, to put yourself out online, and our process around it.
Yeah.
To inspire the people that are listening.
Yeah.
That are to do it as well.
Exactly. And I've actually met quite a few people that, or that has written to me also, that they are also interested in starting a podcast, or like having a similar idea that they want to contribute with these kind of topics, but don't know how to start. It feels like there's a big need to do something meaningful and to be able to maybe inspire or share some of our like learnings. That's one of the reasons that I want to talk to you today and have this conversation. to and also for us too, to learn more from each other.
Yeah.
Like, I was really happy when you reached out on Instagram, I think.
Yeah.
I also saw that we shared like similar intention with the choice of persons you had and the way of writing in your descriptions, and it felt like it was really aligned. It's really nice to meet people that's on a similar path to you and not make it a competition.
No. No.
Even though you took me to the graveyard.
Spiritual with competition for it's kind of yeah. But if we go through some points on what might be blocking one from starting or sharing things, like I didn't share things online for years, like a photo once in a while, but I just want to throw my phone, my computer in the ocean, don't care more about the internet and the world, but now I'm realizing like this tool is here to support us in connecting humanity, basically. There's 8 billion people in the world. If someone likes my work, that's amazing. And they are. But one thing that really blocked me was like, there's so much content out there, which is true. There's so much stuff out there, and it's all mostly very shallow shit, like memes and fear-mongering and trolls, and like the internet is just
full.
Super immature.
Yeah.
Well, to some degree, not everywhere. It depends. It's like you'll find everything, but that was my perception of it. Like, why would I engage in that? And it's so saturated. There's so many podcasts. So, but I realized that there's only me. Only I can be me. Only I, if I am my brand, there's no competition, because only I can express what I want to express in my own way.
Yeah.
Because I am a product of all the life experiences and all the wisdom that I've encountered in my life.
Yeah.
And we all resonate with different people and different aspects. And it's like, when I started opening that up, I'm realizing like, there's an infinite ways and possibilities to create things and to put it out there and for people to resonate with it.
Mm.
But it comes down to believing oneself. Mm. Like, I have to believe in me, otherwise it doesn't matter how many people believe in me. I have to believe in me and trust that I have something to share.
Mm. I so agree with everything you say. And this, to believe in yourself, how fundamental that is. And also, because when you're scared and wanted to compete, that's in a way a reflection of that you don't believe in yourself and your idea.
Yeah.
And like you say, that everyone is unique and have their own form of expression and wisdom also. Yeah. So that's a bit of a myth or an idea that can block yourself. And I also had this idea that it's so much information out there. And is that really what people need, like more information? But now I started thinking about that if you have all this content, and so much of the content is, like you said, shallow or like just distracting you, if you can start to take space there with something that's more, like, I don't want to judge different content so much, but to have this wisdom and insight focus more in the utbud,
in the amount of content out there.
Oh, yeah. To have like these kinds.
In the supply.
Oh, yeah. So in that way, it's meaningful to put these kind of interviews that's more conscious maybe and more progressive around like wanting people to grow. I was interested in seeing if people have something in common in their way of interpreting wisdom and life, but also like people's individual journeys, the tools and different paths you can take. But you need to be intuitive there in which people you interview. So, but that has been a blockage for me, to think that you need to do things in a certain way a lot. And there's a right and wrong way of doing things. And
yeah, and that's supposed to be so freaking perfect the first time, because what is your friends and your family, what is your mom gonna think? She's gonna be, oh, Josephine posted, her first episode was not perfect, and it's just... But it's like, everything takes practice. If we want to learn to dance, if we want to learn to drive, if we want to learn to do anything, it takes practice, and it comes, for some reason we believed, and I believed, and a lot of people believe that, like, the first things you put out online, they have to be so, like, polished and perfect, because otherwise people are gonna judge you. No, you need weeks, if not months, if not years, to become really good at recording a podcast or creating a video or, like, creating anything of value. It takes time and it's a practice.
Yeah, and also inviting people to be a part of that practicing journey that you develop during your creation with the podcast, for example. And I think that's what people want to see more, like humans being imperfect and learning.
Yeah, because we're sick of all the perfect naked photos online with the perfect bodies and the perfect life and the blah, blah, blah. And the internet is filled with this, because we only see the posters of how perfect someone's life is. But it's not true. Everyone's got struggles. Everyone's got... And it becomes extremely inauthentic. So I think it's a big gift. So, to share the struggles and to show what you're working on, like, and put it out there, because people don't want to see photos of your, maybe some, your babies and your coffee and your cinnamon buns, like what people, I think the internet is such a great resource to share what you are working on, like what's your project, what's your purpose, and you share it and suddenly 8 billion people can take part of that, and some people might find that interesting and they want to take part of that and they want to join and they want to collaborate.
Yeah, it's like it's the window for the things you're creating. And we talked a bit about that before also, around that there's a big part that's about making yourself seen with this work. Like you can have the best interview, but one part of it is also making it accessible to other people to hear it or see it. It can be meaningful to just have a small audience or one person even to get something out of your interview. But that's one of my struggles, like to reach out to many people. And also this picture of marketing or sales, and like I've been viewing that like something evil or like manipulative, kind of. And now I'm getting forced to change that view, or like also realizing that it's so much that's just in my head, like belief systems and way of seeing things. That's been a process the last months for me, actually, to be more interested in marketing and seeing it as a tool to make this window more open. And
because it's like the bad people, the evil people, or that are destroying the world, they know marketing, they know all the tricks, how to do it, and we're falling for it. It's like a misconception that you're too above marketing, or it's like, I don't need to market myself, or because people are just gonna find me anyways, because I'm... But in reality, we're like, say, we're selling all the time, we're selling our ideas, we're selling our perceptions, we're selling our... Like everything, all the time. I'm also realizing, like, so I think the key is to be super authentic with who I am and with who you are, and then find our way of like communicating and putting ourselves out there and selling in a way that's not pushy, that's not clingy, that's not, but like taking, I think it's more about taking space and to some degree, it comes back to my own sense of worthiness. Like, what I'm creating is worth to be seen. I want you to have it. And if that provides value for you, why shouldn't you provide value? Then it makes sense. It's a transaction. Like, I deserve value back. So I think that's also when it comes to like making money or monetizing. It's also like a reflection of how much value I put on myself. And like obviously in the beginning when we're starting out something, it's not super good, like we're learning. So we get feedback, and that's also what's great with the internet and this, like we can get all this feedback and we can put that into action and we can evolve. But then also coming to a point where it's like, I deserve to make a living out of this, and then make a decision like I'm gonna dedicate to that. And it's like our own sense of confidence is reflected outwards to the people that are seeing us, both physically and digitally.
Yeah. That's also been a blockage for me, like insecurities around my worthiness and taking space. Because when I've listened to my interviews after I've interviewed people, I can see that there's something there that I don't want to take space. Also, like you were leaning towards, like also falling so much into the other person's view. Or I've always tried to keep an open mind when I meet people and don't judge and be very like open and also ask a lot of questions if I don't understand things. But I don't want to take too much space in the conversation, kind of. I can hear that. And that's something that started to change a few interviews ago, or it's been gradually, I guess. But that I want to like explore more the conversation bit and take more space. And that I feel that I have some experience also from my life that could possibly maybe contribute in some way. And trying to be more confident there also. I think that's an interesting part that's been developing for me. Like the confidence that you say, it reflects out. But also dare to be insecure in the beginning and however long it will take for you to become more strong. And that it's not bad to be insecure, because that you can also get stuck in, like, this is the end product of me that I want to become. But the starting point must always be to like love yourself as you are right now.
Yeah.
But if you listen to like the first interview and the last, you can really hear the growth that's been happening in me. And I think that's really nice for me to see that as well. That by challenging yourself and doing things actively, things start to change.
Yeah. Mm. We're proud of ourselves when we see that and we get that reflection. It's so easy. Like I've been so hard on myself, not doing enough, of not being good, like... But like looking back in our lives and seeing where we are today and be like, good job, bro. You deserve a freaking...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just seeing, tell oneself, like I tell myself, I love you, Samuel. I love you. I love you. Like sometimes I fuck up. I still love you. And I will fuck up again and I will fall over and it's like, but I still love myself.
Mm.
I think that's a very good place to be in, to operate from.
Mm. Yeah, but it's definitely a lot of fear when you start to put yourself out there, visible to others with your baby or your project idea.
Yeah.
But it's just a signpost, something to learn about yourself there and like challenge maybe.
Yeah, that you're growing.
Mm.
Like my biggest fear when I was a child, I was really big and I didn't want to make myself seen in front of other people. Like in Sweden, you're very supposed to be one specific way. You're not supposed to stick out or be different. Or so I made myself small to not get attention, basically.
Mm.
But through quite a few struggles, especially with my body and my knee, I was forced to learn to like take space in my body. And that was my key to learning to take space in life and to make my voice heard and to realize that my voice is very important. It's my right, if not my obligation to life, to make it heard in its authentic way and to take my space, because that's what nature is doing all the time. A bird is not like, oh, am I singing too loud or what are the other birds going to think? I need to just...
Yeah.
They're just doing it.
Mm. Oh, we can learn so much from just watching animals and nature. That's really beautifully put. We complicated a bit ourselves.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah. Our minds like to complicate things.
You had a book that you recommended to me that I actually got home today. That's called Show Your Work.
Mm.
Do you want to share anything from that that you think can be meaningful to people to hear?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things in it. It's a very simple book, but it encourages the reader to basically put oneself out there, and that it's not about, there's this idea that, oh, you're supposed to be this genius like Beethoven or like Picasso, and you're sitting in your cave and you're crafting without any input from the surroundings, you're crafting this masterpiece all by yourself, and then one day you put it out there and it becomes this the biggest thing in the world. That's not how things work. So the way we learn and the way we grow is like we put pieces out there and then we get feedback from our environment on what to improve, on what to continue and how to continue. The internet is this thing that provides instant feedback, and it provides a possibility for people to really connect with you and your work.
Mm.
The book is also like, show your work, like what is your project, what is your purpose, what is your mission in life, and how is it going? Like, put out the different pieces, because people are interested in that.
Mm.
They're not interested in photos of your baby or your coffee or your cupcakes, or like, they want to see what you're doing. And when you do that, people are going to find you, the right people, over time, and they'll connect with you.
Mm.
And in that way, you're kind of able to grow and create a little community around you, and that will provide opportunities, that will provide possibilities, and that will provide inspiration. And so, like, documenting what you're doing and putting it out there piece by piece.
Yeah. Why do you think that it's important to have a mission in life in the first place? And what does it mean to have a mission? Now I get basic. Maybe you said that already, but...
Mission and purpose, is that the same thing? That's a good question. I think it's vital to stay sane. Actually.
Okay.
Because if you're not on your mission, if you're not working on your, on what's true to your heart, that means you're going to work on someone else's. Like, I love this quote from this guy, Dan Coe. If you don't work on your own project, your own dream for 1 hour per day, you're going to work for someone else's dream 8 hours per day the rest of your life. And it's like, it's fine. People choose what they want to do, and that's all good. But like, having our own project, having our own purpose, it's like a guiding star throughout our whole life, and it creates this kind of overarching kind of striving or like
forward feeling.
Yeah, awesome. Significance in your life, and it's going to determine what actions you make and what choices you do, like what people you meet, what life becomes full of depth and of
meaning.
Meaning, which is ultimately all we want. If we don't have that, we're gonna indulge in short-term pleasures, in alcohol, in drugs, in food, in whatever. And like, that's totally pointless in comparison to having a purpose that's true to you. And it's not like God comes and delivers your purpose the first day of your life. Like, here's the script for the rest of your life. Your purpose or your vision evolves as you evolve. And it doesn't have to be about saving the world either. It can be about being the greatest expression of you in every moment. It can be about, my purpose is to be happy and to spread joy wherever I go. And my purpose can be to
be a mother, or
to be a mother. Yeah. To be a, maybe good not mother. To be a, be an awesome mother. Yeah. But then also realizing that that might change one day. My kids are going to grow up and suddenly I'm going to be something else. So it's dynamic. But ultimately, it's to grow and to evolve, because that's what life is doing all the time. And if we don't have that striving or that purpose that's making us strive, we're going to stagnate. Mm. And we're going to feel stuck. We're going to lose the rhythm of life. We're going to lose the beat, the heartbeat. And then we get confused. And then we don't know what to do or where to go. And so it's like remembering, because it's so easy to forget your purpose than to remember. Yeah. So it's not, it's like remembering every day, like, who do I want to be? What do I want to do with my life?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so nice sense.
What about you?
I was like just realizing that a few months ago, when I had this break with the podcast, I really felt that something was missing. But I also felt a bit frustrated around that I needed the podcast to feel whole in a way. Wanting to feel content while not doing something actively feels also like something important. That you don't need to prestera, how do you say that in English? Like
perform.
Produce or perform to feel your worthiness. Because that feels like the whole society is built upon, that you're rewarded.
You're only worth in relation to how you perform.
Oh, so, yeah. But when I started it, it was like, now I think I feel ready, but I don't know for sure, but maybe that's okay. So you started it while not have figuring it all out yet.
Yeah.
And I feel so much better when I have it. And I don't know if it's good or bad, and now it's good or bad thinking again, but I'm conscious of that I want to feel content with myself without performing and producing things. But I also feel this forward motion that it gives me and things developing in me and realizing new things. And that feeling is so nice, that, and also this meeting people, the connection with other people.
Yeah. And that contributing.
Yeah. It feels like it's important for me to contribute and for all of people, all of humans.
It sounds like it is important for you.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but also don't get too stuck that it needs to be in a certain way, that you need to have your own company, for example. That can also be a myth or misconception. Like, if other people that's thinking about their, what's my purpose? And it doesn't need to be a podcast or your own company. It could also be working for another company while, like, striving towards your dream. But, yeah.
It's all different. I mean, it's all different vehicles to the same, just different roads to the same destination.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the podcast is, it's high up on the ladder of significance or purpose, but it's also like above that is the purpose of connection, or for me, the purpose of developing the consciousness of humanity.
Mm.
Because that's like the highest purpose of all. That's like to develop my own consciousness and to develop that of other people. And for me, that's really the guiding star. And I want that to be for the rest of my life.
What will change when we have a more developed consciousness?
Well, we will be able to...
This is a long discussion.
...to live in peace rather than war. We will be experiencing more emotions of peace, of joy, of happiness, of love rather than fear, and of guilt and of shame. And to put some pressure on it, I think it's a necessity at this point for humanity to be able to continue its iteration on planet Earth, which basically mean if we don't wake up, if we don't like learn, if we don't grow up, we might go we're not going to be able to
live on this planet.
We're very disharmonious at this point, but it's all like perfectly balanced. it's like this pressure is also what's forcing us to wake up and to evolve, and that's why we are having this conversation, and that's what we're, why we're doing what we're doing, because there's people are realizing like we have to change. Mm. We need to change. I change the world by changing myself.
Mm.
I don't go out there and try to make peace in the world if it's war inside of me. I have to become peace, mm. and then that will reflect in the world. And yeah, it's very cool times, very profound times to be alive.
Yeah.
And
oh, very well said. It feels like I have a wise person in front of me.
Thank you very much.
But it can be good to like sometimes just ask yourself, what is the purpose of that? Like, I get so focused sometimes that personal development, but why do I need to develop? But also not creating expectations too much. But sometimes I feel like there's a lack of visualization of another way of living. And yeah. like you say, we're so disharmonious with the nature and with the climate crisis. And you can choose to focus on the practical issues. And I think you need to do that also, like with the climate, for example. But it reflects really that something is not aligned. We're not taking our place in a good way in the world.
Well, the thing is that you can never heal or make something better that's from the same state of consciousness that created it. Like, or if I experienced a trauma when I was young, I can never heal that from that same place of trauma. Like, the trauma can't heal the trauma. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely impossible, because it's the same energy, and it's actually just going to make things worse. I feel like this is not going to happen. The alignment of humanity and of the world, it's not going to happen through politicians. It's not going to happen through religious leaders. It's not, no, this is, I think this whole thing is about for us to realize I need to make the change. I need to be the change. No one else is going to do it for me.
Mm.
And this is a part of growing up, is realizing like I have to take responsibility of not just my own life, but that of all life.
Mm.
And on some level, maybe understanding that that's actually what we are here. Nature is always enhancing life. And I think that's what humans are meant to do as well.
Mm.
It all goes back to inside of ourselves. Are we fueled by fear? Are we, oh, the climate is going to explode? Or if we are feeling fear, we are just making things more worse.
Mm.
Number one is to put myself in a state of joy and gratitude, and then I will see possibilities. And I will heal the connections and the people around me. Because fear is just going to fuel more fear.
Yeah.
And our society and media is kind of built on fear.
Mm.
So I think this is an attempt for us to shift that and put more content that's pointing to
lighter energies. Or
yeah, to love and connection, and to that there is another way of doing things and experiencing life.
Yeah. So well said.
But I'm just a 26-year-old. I don't know much. I'm just... Oh. I'm not a shaman, as Hilde should say.
Oh, but I thought that sounded really nice. But I have like a few favorite quotes from my interviews I've had. And one is just that with, I think it was Marcus Torjeby, who lived in the woods for a while. And he said that he learned so much through himself, his own knowledge. There's so much knowledge out there, like, and different fancy names of methods and stuff. But he, like, could feel it in his body, how he was supposed to meet the fear of darkness, for example. He said something like, don't listen so much to other people, like, trust in your own knowledge, and because everyone is just human beings, and we're equal. And that you can look up so much to other people, and that you forget your own wisdom.
Mm.
But I also think that people have gone through different things that you have not yet discovered, and they have like knowledge and tools that can help you on your journey. So I think it's important to share still. But just remind yourself of that if you feel that you're stuck in someone else's perception or way of explaining how things work, that they're just a regular dude, like, trying to figure things out. But that has happened.
We're all here to figure things out. It's not the...
Figure it out.
No one's figured it out.
No.
Maybe Buddha.
So just be humble that there's not one truth, maybe, out there. That people don't know everything and you don't know everything. And
something that resonates with one person at one time might not resonate with someone else. And that's exactly how it should be. It's not like this one person has all the truth for everyone. That's ridiculous. We're all super, so unique and different. We all have different experiences in life. So obviously there's different teachers or people that are going to resonate with us as we develop.
And like you said when we talked before, that you also filter things from where you're at right now, that you can see things that another person maybe don't see when a person says something. So that's good to keep in mind also, that you see things as you are or where you're at, from where you're at.
Yeah.
But another favorite quote is, creativity is the flower of a life well lived. That I really like also.
And creativity is the essence of who we are, what we are. We are creativity. And like, life is creative, like nature is expressing itself all the time. This thing that created this universe and this world, imagine the creativity of all of them. I mean, and we are that as well. So the creativity is within us, it's just, that also goes back to the level of our consciousness. If our consciousness are very dimmed or like packed in a cube, we're not able to access creativity or expression, and because somewhere we believe that we don't have anything to share, which ultimately comes from I'm not enough and I'm not worthy. Everyone's got something to share. Everyone's got a journey. And yeah, this life is the canvas, and you're like the painter of life, of your own life. And that just brings so much joy. I don't think you can experience joy if you're not creating or like being creative. And it doesn't mean you have to be a professional musician or anything, but like,
it's like dancing with life in a way, like exploring life and your experiences also through creativity, I feel. Like, I write a bit of poetry, and it really, it's a way of embodying what I'm going through or viewing things in a different way.
Being creative is also like you're wiring new connections in your brain, and you do that by doing new things. By going into a place where it's not known, where you have not been before, doing something that is scary. If it's scary, if it doesn't feel comfortable, that means it's good. Like, it means that you're going to grow from it. And it's going to bring you creativity. Because if it's just, if you're on repeat doing the same thing over and over and every day, we wake up at the same time, we do the same morning, we sit in traffic, we go to work, we're miserable, we come home, we watch the news and we go to bed. Do the same thing, of course we're going to get depressed, because like, if things around us stay the same, we stay the same and we don't grow, and which means we're losing kind of the momentum of life, because my life is moving all the time, everything is constantly growing and changing. It's like, it's kind of crazy when you think about that. Every atom in your body is constantly like changing. Every cell of your body is constantly being renewed. Nothing is constant or like permanent.
Yeah.
That's from Buddha. I'm just quoting.
With a bit of Samuel touch.
Yeah. So where are you heading next? What are you up to?
With the podcast or this day?
With
my life.
Yeah, you were going to Australia.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, now I'm making it official. So I'm planning to start a YouTube channel, and right now researching a bit marketing, like to get more exposure with the content I put out. And yeah, like exploring, being curious and open towards new persons to interview for the podcast. And
how would you like for the podcast to develop?
Yeah.
Dream big.
Yeah, that's something I'm thinking about a lot right now, like the developing part. What's the next step? But I think it's quite nice also as I have it like with interviewing people, but I would like to explore more my part in the podcast and being more transparent, maybe with my own journey, without sharing too much of things that I feel is like still processing within me. Like this balance with sharing who you are and still keeping things as an experience in me that needs to be processed.
Yeah.
That balance I'm still figuring out. But wanting to have more video, because I have video, but I just haven't put it out. And I'm planning to go to Australia in March and filming some things there. And yeah, I want to meet more indigenous people also.
Amazing. Yeah.
Something like that.
Nice.
What about you?
My vision is to create a digital platform. The podcast is a big focus, but not only podcast. For visionary artists and for wisdom of different cultures to bridge together and be expressed. So like now I'm kind of building the foundation of this building. And I'm realizing it's going to be a long, it's going to be a project for decades. That's when I, so there's no rush or it can be the sensation like, oh, it needs to explode tomorrow. But no, it's the learning journey. But I'm really excited. I put in a lot of work in it right now and I want to spread the word. And so like also by speaking out about it, you're holding yourself accountable to actually do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now we have it
on tape.
There's
going to be a lot of awesome things coming out. And I feel so good doing this interview and, yeah, connecting. Yeah.
It's going to be really exciting to keep following you also and your journey. And feels like we can be really inspired by each other also. And it's good to have like people, like I said in the beginning, that have a similar mission and intention, that it's really nice to connect.
Yeah. So check out my podcast, One Voice. Find it on Spotify, onevoice.earth. You can find my website and some more information and for you.
And Visdomsjakten on Spotify and also all other podcast apps and Podbean. I have a newsletter and I can link to that in the description. And yeah, stay tuned.
Cool. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time.
Du har lyssnat på Visdomsjakten med mig Josefin. Mer info om Samuel och hans podcast hittar du på onevoice.earth. Och i nästa avsnitt så intervjuar jag artisten Kim Gairai. Och hon skriver helt fantastiska låtar om självutveckling och hjälper människor genom olika program att hitta sin unika röst, att ta plats och uttrycka sig kreativt i den här världen utan begränsningar. Och det handlar mycket om att bryta sig loss från den duktiga flickan och samhällets boxar och reclaim ens kraft. Och om du inte har skrivit upp det på mitt nyhetsbrev så finns det länk till det här i beskrivningen. Där finns också en länk till min Patreon där du kan supporta Visdomsjakten att fortsätta. Dela gärna avsnittet med en vän om du gillade det. Och följ mig på sociala medier via Visdomsjakten. Och nej, det här är inte ett aprilskämt.